USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Officials say at least one person has died after a mid-air crash between two small planes in Florida.
One plane, as you may see out there, is partially submerged, and the other plane is completely submerged.
Search and rescue efforts are ongoing. The crash site is at a lake in Winter Haven, about 50 miles east of Tampa. Yet another storm is bearing down on California later this week. But right now, people snowed in by the last big storms just try to survive.
It's a bad situation at some of the food distribution areas in the San Bernardino Mountains.
We got grown men here crying because they haven't eaten in 3 days. Because they're trying to let their kids eat.
San Bernardino Mountains resident Mike Arias Jr., fellow resident Shauna Anderson, says they can't do it alone for much longer.
Someone needs to come in here and help us and declare this on a federal level, not just a state level.
But San Bernardino County officials say they're devoting every resource they have to clearing roads and getting to trapped people. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Biden administration is working closely with the Mexican government to ensure justice is served following the kidnapping of four Americans in northern Mexico.
Two Americans are dead, two back in the United States after the four were kidnapped crossing into Mexico from Brownsville, Texas. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen.
As for the two people who were killed,
we are in the process of working to repatriate the remains.
State Department spokesman Ned Price, the Americans had traveled to Mexico from South Carolina for a medical procedure. I'm John Schaefer.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank went before U.S. lawmakers today facing questions over monetary policy and said interest rates will likely need to be increased higher than previously anticipated. U.S. markets fell sharply on the news. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The U.S. is not seeking conflict with China.
What we're seeking is competition, and we've been very clear about that these past 2 years.
That's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said in response to a top Chinese official's statement that the two countries are heading toward confrontation and conflict unless America changes course. Beijing's new foreign minister accused the U.S. of leading Western countries in an effort to encircle and suppress China. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators is pushing a bill to stop foreign governments from exploiting technology like TikTok to target Americans.
Today, everybody's talking about TikTok and the ability of that platform to be used by the Communist Party both to take on data, but also potentially as a malign influence and propaganda tool.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner said the Restrict Act would give the federal government broader authority to restrict Chinese-owned TikTok and other foreign-owned apps that may pose a threat to national security. And the city of Memphis has wrapped up its investigation into the beating death of Tyre Nichols. Officials say more information will be released to the public Wednesday, including nearly 20 hours of video and audio from the scene of Nichols' death. The city's police and fire departments have been looking into whether any employees violated department policies. Nichols died back in January, days after being beaten by Memphis police during a traffic stop. Five officers who were involved were later fired, charged with second-degree murder. They all pleaded not guilty last month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.